This is a News.com newsflash.
It's large, but is it the stuff of spies? News.com has learned federal officials still are not saying much about a balloon discovered off the Alaskan coast around the 1st of March. We do not know why the balloon was in the waters, Defense Department spokesperson Sue Goff was quoted by the New York Post as saying. Nor are we going to characterize it at this time. News.com first reported on the find Saturday, March 2nd. Commercial fishers provided law officers with pictures of a downed aircraft. A Defense Department email Friday, March 8th confirmed it was what appears to be a large balloon and payload that was caught in fishing nets. According to Alaska Public Media, it was a bundle of parachute-like material. The United States Coast Guard at Dutch Harbor collected the find, with help from Alaska's National Guard. A separate statement by the FBI to USA Today said it also was aware of the debris. The balloon and payload now are under analysis at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, near Anchorage. It is expected to go from there to an FBI center in Virginia for review. A statement by Sen. Lisa Murkowski, Republican Alaska, called the debris an item of national interest. But the government is stopping short of calling the discovery a spy balloon. That's because balloon sightings over the U.S. have become controversial since the start of last year. News.com noted the U.S. Air Force shot down a Chinese balloon off the South Carolina coast in February 2023. It acted after Republicans complained that the Biden administration was allowing the balloon to spy on military bases across North America. A News.com follow-up in late June indicated the balloon collected photos and videos, but might not have transmitted any of it to China. The Beijing government still insists it was a weather balloon. But front-page detectives reported in December that it may have been connected to China's hypersonic missile program. These days, any balloon high in the sky has caused concern. News.com reported in late February on a military interdiction over Utah of what turned out to be a hobbyist launch. But the use of balloons for spying has a long history. A National Public Radio analysis in 2023 noted they date from the 1790s, when France launched balloons to fight against Austria. The U.S. Army had a balloon corps during the Civil War, created by President Abraham Lincoln to monitor movements by the Confederacy. Then the U.S. government flew lighter balloons over the old Soviet Union during the height of the Cold War in the mid-20th century. Historians say that was largely unsuccessful.
Knowledge. Unfiltered. Unfiltered. News.com. 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 News!
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor.
And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.